This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
And welcome back to People First Radio. I'm Jan, and I'm here with Kevin. Morrell Nature Sanctuary is located near Vancouver Island University. The sanctuary's 111 hectares of preserved second-growth forest and 11 kilometers of walking trails are free to the public to enjoy year-round from dawn to dusk. The sanctuary hasn't been logged since the 1920s. It's owned by the Nature Trust of British Columbia and is managed by Morrell Sanctuary Society for Environmental Education, a nonprofit organization. Dedicated volunteers care for the sanctuary. They maintain trails, organize a variety of exciting programs, and raise funds for the park's upkeep. We're joined in the studio by longtime Morrell Sanctuary volunteers, Bob Dads, Flo Dads, and Norm Swanson. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
You guys have all been volunteering for a really long time, so how about if you each just take a minute to talk about your experience as a volunteer?
Well, I've been up there about 15 years and doing nature programs for the children. Wonderful. You know, you get a chance to talk to the young ones after your kids have all grown up, sort of thing. Yeah, very, very good. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, I've been there a year longer than Flo has. It's I find it very rewarding when you take young children out from the city of Nanaimo and the first thing they ask you is, we're not going to get lost, are we? It seems that young people these days don't seem to be able to get out as much. So it's quite rewarding at the end of the program, that's the word I'm looking for, thank you. And it's that's what you get out of it, the enjoyment of seeing kids that are quite nervous at the beginning but are quite relaxed at the end of the program. Mm.
Well, I haven't been there nearly as long as the dads have, but I've been there for a few years now. And when I retired from my full-time position, I decided, well, I'd like to help the community a bit more. I've always been involved with them. So an opportunity came up, and I took it and haven't looked back. I enjoy working with the young elementary school children. But something we've started in the last couple of years, we've gone from preschool right through to the seniors' homes now, and we cover the full demographic of the community. And just we've learned that because this is kind of a retirement area around here now, people that are retiring haven't necessarily been through the forest or into the parks before, and they learn an awful lot, even at, you know, their extended age a little bit. So it's really rewarding at the end of the day to see if people appreciate their surroundings and the environment that's in it.
You must have crew maintenance people, too, eh, like who go in and keep the trails clean and do all that kind of stuff as well?
Yes, we have. In fact, that's their job was today, is a trail maintenance crew. We have anywhere from 10 to 20 people go up and maintain it. They're all strictly volunteers. Look after the trails, clip the trees, so it's all passable for everybody. In fact, one of the trails they're working on is a wheelchair-accessible trail. It's graded properly for wheelchairs. There's no branches to get in the way. And again, it's all voluntary, but they do a fantastic job for everybody.
It's a beautiful place, absolutely gorgeous. You know, you would never know what quarter mile from town when you go out there and wander around in there. It's very, very beautiful. How many volunteers would be participating at the Morrell Sanctuary?
I would say really active volunteers are between 40 and 50, but we have over 100
wow.
memberships.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just want to walk and
yes.
walk their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very, very rewarding and beautiful up there.
Mm. It is. Mm. There's no fee for this either, is there? It's open to the public all the time, and anybody
yeah.
can just go.
We like them to take a membership, but there's no obligation to that. But a lot of people feel that for what they get, it's, what, $15 a year.
Yes.
You can't beat that.
Norm, you were talking about the number of people that were involved in taking care of the trails within the sanctuary. And, Bob, I gather that over the years of your volunteer experience at the sanctuary, that you've probably done a whole range of things, including taking care of the trails, probably done some board work, and my guess would be you were talking about working with kids in terms of the education programs. Tell us about that, the experience you've had in almost working in every position, so to speak.
Yeah, quite true, Kevin. Yes, I started off as an interpreter, and of course, the usual thing, one thing leads to another, so you go up and you see things that need to be done, and so you just, just go out and join Thursday mornings as trail maintenance, and any other day of the week you want to go up and do something, there's always things to do. Norm here has replaced, two bridges? Two bridges. We have two docks that the kids go out and dip in the pond on. So they've all been replaced. I mean, you just go up. You're either painting and raking or shoveling, or there's always something to do. Norm doesn't let you go by without
yes.
Without he gets you to do something.
Yes, yes. Well, Norm, you're the chair of the board right now. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, what's that like? Because that's a voluntary role too, right?
Yes. Actually, it's a great thing. We have a very dedicated group on our board. They're just like the dads here. They're as involved as anybody. And like Bob said, they all have their ideas how they'd like to see the sanctuary run. And by and large, it gets done the way the board wants and they want it, and keeps it good for everybody. It's a great group of volunteers to work with.
How many hours a week would you say you guys put in? Just out of curiosity, it sounds like full time to me.
Well, my wife says I spend more time up there now than when I was working full time.
Oh. Interesting, yeah.
But
yeah.
I really don't keep track of my time. It's just a place to idle my time away, and there's always something to do.
A lot of pleasure, and that's one of the things that's available for people who want to volunteer, is that if you find something that you are passionate about, you can learn, and it's a very creative process what you folks are doing out there.
Well, thank you. We all really enjoy it.
Flo, you mentioned when we started out this interview, you talked about working with young people and what that meant to you. It sounded like it was a rather touching experience that it means a lot to you to educate young people. And I noticed Bob also was talking about young people and helping them sort of get out and enjoy the outdoors without anxiety. And I'm wondering if you could talk a bit more about that experience.
Well, the children come up. I'm always amazed that there's children that have never been off concrete.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
They just never get out in the woods. Yeah. So to show them what is there, they take that experience back home.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing we know, we have families that are coming out. So,
yes.
And it's great for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our kids and grandkids are all old, so you get these, and it's very, very rewarding to have this experience. And they make you feel young again.
Yes.
And you feel like you're really doing something.
Yes.
It's very good.
And you are, I mean, for people, like you said, for children who don't get an opportunity to get off the block, there does seem to be a lot more concern about children not playing outside by themselves and things like that. So any chance you get to be out there is a good one. And for handicapped people, as you said, doing the wheelchair accessible trails and stuff, for everybody to be able to experience that. It's a pretty amazing thing that we have just a few minutes left here, you guys. Is there anything you'd like to share with the public about what you're doing? And
well, if I had a chance, I'd like to mention two events that we have coming
absolutely.
Up. First of all would be April the 11th, a Saturday morning. We're having our annual Easter scavenger hunt for families. And again, it's free for everybody from 11 till 1 at the sanctuary.
Is that sort of an Easter egg hunt
type
thing?
It's an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, what a beautiful place to have it.
Yep. It's getting more and more popular, but again, the public's invited. And then on May the 2nd is our annual plant sale, and this is our main fundraising event for the year. And that's on from about 8:30 till 12, I guess, on the Saturday morning. Again, a very popular event that's been going for, I think this is our 15th or 16th year of it, and it gets bigger all the time.
Where exactly is that, and how would people find their way there?
You would go along, if you're on the parkway, you take exit number 16, which is the exit into VIU. Go down to Wakasai Avenue, turn right on Wakasai to Nanaimo Lakes Road, go about a kilometer along under the parkway to the Morrell Sanctuary entrance. There's a large sign on the side of the road that'll direct you. And all the events take place. You go up into our parking lot, and the events are right there.
That, and the plant sale is May?
May the 2nd.
May
Saturday.
The 2nd. Okay. What about Bob and Flo? You guys, any last words you'd like to share with people?
Yes, we'd like to, at least I would like to mention also that we had a real bang-up a Halloween party last year, and we found that there was so much going on that it was just a trial run, and it turned out very good. So they're going to do it again, and if the community gets to know that things are going on, they will come up there. There was also, coming up on the 12th of September. Oh, it's our 25th anniversary.
Oh,
how can I forget that?
Yeah.
It's our 25th anniversary on the 12th of September this year. So we've already got a committee that are hard at work at that.
Planning an event and a fundraiser and celebration?
Yeah. I think I'd be a little in trouble if I didn't mention that we have a wonderful manager up there. His name's Paul O'Dell, and he just keeps things rolling along, and it's kind of cool when you got people that are enjoying their job.
Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful thing. Flo, any last thing to add before we say goodbye here?
Just if you're thinking of doing some activity with the youngsters, come up and be an interpreter. Mm-hmm. It's a real rewarding experience, and you don't have to know a lot because you get taught while you're up there. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us today, and it is a beautiful place. I hope to see you there in one of your celebrations. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, and happy volunteering to each one of you. Bob and Flo Dads have volunteered for over 15 years with Morrell Sanctuary. Norm Swanson has volunteered with the sanctuary for 7 years and is the current chair of the board.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.